Coach Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Donald was in here a couple of players ago and asked him if we've seen how good Nick can be to this point. He said, not even close. Where do you think Nick is, and do you feel like his best football is still ahead of him?
Well, I think he has a lot of development ahead of him. You know, I think one of the things people saw is athleticism that he had last year, you know, and his ability. He's got great size. We knew he was going to be a great athlete, a great runner with the ball, and he's got a really strong arm. But I think it's really of learning the quarterback position, learning how to make all the throws, how to make great decisions, and that's quarterback development. I think you're going to see a much better player this year than you saw last year, and a much – now, I don't know that he'll make all the spectacular plays, but you're going to see a better quarterback this year than you saw last year.
Let's go right side, third row or second row. Sorry.
In conjunction with that, Dan, Matt Wyatt was telling me he thinks you do a brilliant job, like you did with Dak and Nick, on developing a guy. And that doesn't mean taking him immediately to great, that there's steps from freshman, sophomore, junior. Kind of talk about that process with Nick.
Well, it is. There's no immediate jump. You know, I mean, I can't take you from here to here in a day. It's a very, very long process, and especially at the quarterback position. And, you know, you got to remind those guys, you're developing. You know, Drew Brees and Tom Brady are still developing as quarterbacks. So if you understand that as a player, you know, if you sit there and say, here, I mean, guys that are the greatest players in the history of the game of their position, you know, and have been doing it for all these years are still developing to this day. What am I worried about going from here to here? I have a path, you know, and I remind Dak Prescott of that now. I say, hey, you know, you're going to be, you know, you better be a better quarterback this year than you were last year, because, you know, you're continually developing every single day to be the best that you can be. And if you're a certain level today, you have the opportunity to be just a little bit better tomorrow. That's the path we have to take instead of taking huge steps. And that's what we do with the quarterbacks. And so, you know, I mean, we're expecting to see a much better player out of Nick this year than we did last year, and hopefully for his senior year to see and take another enormous step forward.
And then also on the right side, third row,
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. Just purely from a talent standpoint, how does Nick stack up to all the great quarterbacks that you've coached?
Well, you know, they all have different traits. You know, I think a Nick at this stage of his career, you know, has more potential maybe than Dak did, but we got to see, does he have that mindset, that demeanor, that grind? You know, I mean, Dak's one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around in life. And, you know, I mean, you see that with him having a master's degree during his college career. I mean, just, you know, not just in the game of football, an absolute grinder in life. And, you know, Tim the same way, Alex Smith the same way. I mean, the biggest trait you see is just guys that have a great desire to work hard to be the best they can be every single day. And, you know, Nick's still learning how to be that grinder every single day to take those steps forward. But he certainly has the potential there to become a great player.
Back row on the right side.
Brian Haydad of Bulldog Sports Radio. Coach, Aris Williams last year, second half of the season, really took hold of that tailback position. But behind him, you don't have a lot of proven depth. How do you feel about your running backs behind Aris Williams?
Well, you know, the nice thing, you look at Dontayvion Lee's finally healthy. You know, we thought he was going to be ahead of Aris possibly last season, but it was banged up for a bunch of the year. He's healthy, so you feel pretty good about those two. You know, then you get to a Nick Gibson who is very similar spot to where Aris was this time, maybe last year. And that is a guy that I'm excited to put the ball in their hands, but I got to see him do all the other things when the ball's not in their hands. Route running, catching the ball, pass protection, blocking, understanding the complete part of the game. Aris was at that same spot this time last year. As the season went on, he became a guy we felt comfortable with. This is our every down back. And then he kind of exploded onto the scene. You got to see the year he had. I want to see the same out of a Nick Gibson, where hopefully midway through this season, he's ready to go become an every down back, and that adds a lot of depth into that backfield. And then we got a young guy in Kylan Hill that, you know, is, you know, probably a step back. We'll see how he develops, you know, as a guy that we want to put the ball in his hands, but we'll see how ready he is to be an every down back for us as the year progresses.
And then actually next to him right there in the back row on the right.
Travis Brown, MyAggieNation.com. Coach, how important was the A&M game for Rankin turning his season around and becoming the player he is today?
I, I think it's huge. Obviously, you're competing against great players. You know, and they had two of the most dynamic pass rushers off the edge in the league last year. And so I think that that certainly helped them. And I think even as a team, you know, I mean, for us to go play and play a team that had the athleticism, that was a top five team in the country at the time, I think it gave – we had some guys that, you know, had been around when we played in some big games or were recruited when we were playing in big games, but they hadn't been in that game. And from to get the confidence to go win that game, certainly to know that we can compete with any team in the country on a regular basis, certainly helped the season.
And then back row on the right as well.
Hi, Coach. Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. We're working on a research project on should your kid play high school football, and we're asking, you know, all the coaches what their thoughts are. So what's your take on that, and then why or why not?
Well, you know what? Right now, I'm worried about – I was a caddying yesterday, so I'm more worried about the golf game for my son. He's 8, and I was his caddy yesterday in a tournament. The day before, he was on the Little League team, Starkville, that won the South State Championship. They're all-star team, so I was more of a cheering parent on that day. For them, I'm a big believer kids should play all sports. I'll start with that. If you have young kids out there, you know, and all these parents, and I see it already, like travel baseball, just go play one sport. Hey, if you're not playing travel baseball and playing a tournament every weekend, you'll never make it. That's the biggest falsehood in all of development. Actually, I think it stunts development of kids. Have your kids play as many sports as possible. You know what? I was blessed. My mom, I did ballet, music, tap jazz, art classes, played football, soccer, baseball, swimming. I didn't get to play golf. And exposed myself to a lot of different things in life. My parents did that for me, and I love football and do it. I'm great. I imagine my son will play football. I'll be happy for him. I'll be loving him to play football. I'm not going to jump up and down maybe to have him play before high school, or if he does want to play before high school, I'm certainly going to interview all the coaches to make sure they know what they're teaching. That, to me, football's the greatest sport in the world. In what it teaches you in life lessons, character, mental toughness, physical toughness, decision-making, teamwork, leadership, everything. I think football is an unbelievable sport for young people. But I want to make sure that the people that are coaching it and teaching young people are qualified and know what they're doing, not just watching an NFL Hit City highlight film and then going to try to teach that part of the game to young people. But I'm excited. I hope my son has the desire to go play. Can't wait to go be a parent, watch him play. And I'm great with him playing, but I want to make sure that he's being taught how to play the right way. I think he played some flag football. I love flag football. I think that's a great way to introduce kids to the game and teach kids, young kids, the game as they grow and develop and get older into, you know, I mean, but I hope he plays high school football.
Left side, second row.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Redhawks. Dan, can you talk about quarterback development and what you're looking for on the recruiting trail? Because, I mean, I think Nick ran some form of the wishbone in high school or something.
Yeah, what Alex Smith was a wing T quarterback, threw 9 passes a game. You know, I didn't recruit him, but I inherited him, and that was pretty fortunate. Brian Johnson didn't start till his senior year. He committed before he ever started for his high school, you know, at Baytown Lee High School. So, but you got to, you know what, you're looking for, first thing you want to look for is intangibles. You know, do they have the intangibles you need? You know, mental, physical toughness, leadership, decision-making, processing information, all those things. Then you want to look at their certain skill set. Do they have skills that are good enough? Do they have skills that are hard to teach? Okay? And if they have those, that's great because those are things that are hard to develop and teach. Then you look and they're adequate at things or have the potential to grow in the skills that you can teach. And if you find those guys, then they have the work ethic and the demeanor to want to improve, the desperateness to want to improve, you can look and say, okay, I'm going to take a guy that's here right now in certain skills. But those are skills that you can improve on. Those aren't God-given skills. These are skills you can improve on, and I can improve you up to this level. Now, some of the things that are harder to teach, you're at a higher level. That's kind of how we evaluate it, look at it, and don't be afraid to take a guy a Nick Fitzgerald, that just because he ran the wishbone in high school and didn't throw many passes, didn't mean he couldn't throw. He came to camp, and he had a heck of an arm. We just had to teach him how to throw to receivers. He had the talent. We just had to hone him in on it.
We have time for two more questions. Right side in the middle.
Coach, can you talk about Todd Grantham, the acquisition or the hiring of Todd Grantham? And has he brought a – he has a reputation for physical toughness, mental toughness with his defenses. That's a – it's an understatement, but has he brought that? Have you seen that so far?
Well, absolutely. I hope I have that same reputation for physical and mental toughness for our football team. And, you know, I think one of the things you've looked at Mississippi State and what's made us the program we've been in my time there is you're going to see a team that plays with unbelievable effort and toughness. You know, at the end of the game, the team, other team walking off the field, you know, I mean, is peeking at the scoreboard and also saying, what, you know, holy cow. I mean, that was an absolute physical war out there on the field today. And that's what I believe in our team and the reputation of our team. And I know Todd has that mindset, that attitude. You know what? I do. I think he brings a certain demeanor and toughness. And in his personality, with his experience and his knowledge and the great coach that he has an extremely high bar for the players. And he will not bend. He's going to make sure, not just in the physical and mental toughness aspect of it, but also in the technical and the discipline side of playing defense. And he's going to make sure you live up to that bar. And that's what we've been seeing. That's what I've seen out of him so far.
Last question here on the right side, front row.
No pressure. Last question.
I'm good. Dave Hooker, WGOW. Dan, I'm wondering, I mean, obviously us old guys know you've had success before Dak Prescott, but
yeah.
When you're recruiting 15, 16-year-olds and he has the top of a year he had last year, how much does that help?
Well, I think one of the great things, one, it gives a lot of name recognition, not just, you know, locally. I mean, if Dak's become a name that you say Dak, most people know, and, you know, I mean, it's hard to become a one-name person, and Dak's kind of become that. And so people see that, and then they'll go back and they'll realize, okay, hey, here was this 2 to 3-star player out of high school that wasn't heavily recruited. How did he become the guy that he is today? You know, and so when, if we get a call from a pretty good young high school quarterback, they're gonna, or we try to get in touch with them, they're gonna take our call, and they're gonna say, okay, tell me about this. I'm gonna go through the steps of what it is to go be successful. And it's not, some people can talk to you about it. I could sit there and say, okay, Alex Smith was a 1-star. Look what happened with him. Okay. I had Tim Tebow. He was a 5-star. He had an awful good college career as well. Dak was a 2 to 3-star. He was successful. So I'm not as concerned with where you are, but these are the demands and the expectations I'm going to have the quarterback position. If that's what you're looking for, come play for me, because I think, and I'll tell them, these are the things I think you do well. Here's where we have to improve. This is what I'm going to demand and expect from you. If that's what you're looking for, we're a great fit. And obviously it's not me talking about it. Here's the proof of how it's worked for all of these different players in the past. And, you know, if that excites you, come play for Mississippi State and come play for me. And if it doesn't, then that's great. Then you probably won't be happy coming to play for me.